Facebook.com/Alex.
It's exploding in Libya, Saudi Arabia. They're concerned the same thing may happen there. Wow, the Middle East, how things have changed in the last couple of months. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend as we head into yet another week here in March. Man, what's happened at the beginning of the year? 2011, I trust that all of you now, the few that still write checks, are dating those checks correctly. I wonder how much the check printing business is down with online banking and whatnot. Just thinking aloud right at the top. One thing that's not down is gasoline. Boy, gasoline is up to, in some parts, 35 cents in the last 2 weeks. And people in the United States are starting to complain. I know now, those of you listening to us in Australia and the UK just grimace when I say that because you pay so much more for petrol. But in the United States, it's taboo to jack with the gas prices. And everywhere you turn, if I were to fly around the country, whether it's San Diego or Connecticut or Virginia Beach, one of the stories somewhere in the local news would be the pain at the pump. Because when you're seeing $4.55, that's, of course, diesel or premium, $4.75, even regular, $4.15 a gallon. Boy, think of those people driving around in those bigger cars and SUVs. How much does it cost for them to fill up? That's when working from home really pays off for those in America who do that. They're saying to themselves, you know what, this isn't half bad. I don't have to go to the office and I don't need to use a lot of gasoline. And it's interesting because the conversation always turns to alternatives and then it dies down again. This happens every couple of years whenever there's a spike in gas, and it's funny to me that there doesn't seem to be incredible progress made, or people start to talk about carpooling. But it's not a realistic thing to do for most people, and the reason why is because of those strange hours that most people work. How can you carpool when you don't, like, look at people listening to this show? You're on a third shift somewhere, and if you're working, and most of you wouldn't really be able to carpool with anybody. That's why I've noticed when I've gone places, and I'll check this out when I go to Los Angeles at the end of the week, the HOV lanes in a lot of places are vacant. Yeah, there's some traffic, but not much, because most people are, if they're working, a lot of them are driving by themselves because of the different hours. So Libya, they say, has a lot to do, the propaganda machine anyway, has a lot to do with the reason why the oil prices are going up, why we've seen this spike in the last 2 weeks. I've now seen three signs, different versions of it, of course, saying, don't blame me, blame the Middle East. I flat out saw that at a gas station, at a Shell station. Don't blame me, blame the Middle East. That's nice. And then I saw another one. This is because of what's happening in the Middle East. But Libya is 17 as far as delivery of oil on the OPEC list. I know we've said this over and over again. And for the United States, Europe is getting most of that. And Asia, the United States isn't getting any of the oil out of Libya. But it still affects the U.S. because you look at the markets and the price of a barrel of oil in the New York Mercantile Exchange. And I guess that's really where it comes from, and that's why the numbers have been climbing, because of the negative news. So ABC had an exclusive with Gaddafi's sons, because where is this whole Libya crisis headed? The idea is Gaddafi's out, or is it? He says he's going to stay. And one of Gaddafi's sons talked about, Saif talked about, and the fact that, among other things, the U.S. doesn't need to be involved in this in the first place. And then whether or not the regime would fold. Take a listen to, these are just little snippets. That was a great interview. It was on ABC this week. Take a listen.
First of all, it's not an American business. That's number one. Second, do you think this is a solution? Of course not. He thought, and many of them, that the system is going to collapse. So the best thing is to jump from the ship. The ship is sinking, they think, so it's better to jump. If you are strong, they love you. If not, they say goodbye. And it's good, we get rid of them. Hypocrites.
All right, so he says, hey, you don't want to be here? Then fine, we get rid of them. That's the whole idea. I don't know. The bottom line is for Gaddafi's armies and militias run by the sons, they have the best weapons. They have the military still loyal to Gaddafi anyway. You still have thousands of people that are trying, like he says, you don't want to be here, fine. You have thousands of people still trying to leave Libya. I mean, there's no question that this is a full-on civil-type war. That's why in the beginning, in the march to Tripoli, so many innocent people were killed in the meantime when guns were just turned on them. The U.S. not saying anything about investing military in Libya. And in fact, what's interesting is opposition forces said they had a victory on Sunday because they blocked an onslaught by Gaddafi's troops and kept control of an area called Misrata. So they feel like they're winning at least a few points, but this is far, far, far from over. And in the meantime, if we wind the clock backwards and we remember being on the show and talking about Egypt, now protesters are back at it again. They're clashing with the troops over some documents from Mubarak's reign. The protesters that were out on Sunday, full force, were upset that documents relating to Mubarak's rule, just in general, the overall papers, were being destroyed. They didn't like that idea. And there were a lot of demonstrations over the entire weekend because there were reports that rippled through the country that documents were being burned. And they didn't want to see those documents burned. And I guess it's part of that was to determine who did what to who. And you could hear even gunshots, I guess, at one point. So that the military, they were using stun guns, and some pro-Mubarak gangs that operated in the early days of the Egypt, the eruption in Cairo, they were back again. There were Molotov cocktails and all that stuff. And Egypt, of course, as we know, has been ruled by a military council since that revolt in February. And this is what some of those other countries in the Middle East have to look forward to. Because remember, Mubarak's done. He steps down after the weeks of demonstrations. But there is no election until September, until they can hold those elections. In the meantime, it's a military government, just like in Tunisia. And let's see what happens in Libya. All right, coming up on the flip side, another version of We Can Count.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years, and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. 308-0408. 928-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 4th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $14,1940. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14,5595, $7,2797 for a half ounce, or $3,6399 for a quarter ounce. That's $14,5595, $7,2797, or $3,6399.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice.
All right, coming up here in a minute or two, I'm going to go to We Can Count. And boy, do we have a lot of things to talk about when it comes to numbers. But let me set this up quickly here. You know, each and every show, we go to D.C. If you listen to the top of the show, in our first hour, we always check in with the folks from Talk Radio News, and they're good. They're there at the White House. They're there at the Pentagon. They cover all the briefings, and a lot of times we get some great scoop on the story behind the story. So this week, Thursday anyway, what's going to happen is Congressman Pete King is holding these hearings on what he's calling the radicalization of Muslims in the U.S. But because a lot of Muslims are upset, and to quell their fears that not everybody is being termed as a radicalized Muslim, there was a statement that was issued by the Deputy National Security Advisor, Dennis McDonough, who told a Muslim group in Virginia that the U.S. isn't going to stigmatize or demonize, these are his words, entire communities. So let's see what comes out of Thursday. Plus, there's this showdown on the budget. Plus, an energy and commerce panel is going to talk about climate science and what the efforts are with EPA regulations. Why don't we just solve the budget crisis first? Can we solve the budget crisis and decide what's happening there? What did I say about organization? Remember, for people that were listening to me on chat, said you get this, take a chalkboard, organize what it is you're going to do, walk the dog, pay the bills, do whatever. In our own lives, don't we have to organize what we're doing in some way so that we don't forget to do them? Why don't they do? I don't get it. I mean, I know it sounds so simple, and I know that I've talked to people in Congress who say, well, it's not quite that easy because, you know, you have to deal with everybody else's agenda and then what comes to the floor and the voting. And they're right because, you know, paper moves through that place like you wouldn't believe. But what if you just had a priority board? Okay, here's the priorities. And if we can't move on the one priority, then we're going to priority two because we're going to go down the line. Just like the celebration for the Democrats who thought it was great what happened in the lame duck session. Remember? Boom, boom, boom. 1, 2, 3. Boy, that was convenient, right? Got that done in just a couple of weeks. There has to be a better system. There has to be a better way to do this. All right, without further ado, let's head to We Can Count. Topping We Can Count. A third of Americans don't sleep 7 hours, they say. Yep. More than a third of U.S. adults sleep less than 7 hours a night. Many of them say they have trouble concentrating, remembering, and even driving. How many of you right now listening to the show, some of you are in daytime hours, some of you are in nighttime hours, some of you are early evening hours, early morning hours, how many of you don't get 7 hours of sleep? So in the study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they said about 35% of people surveyed in 12 states said that they just didn't get that sleep. The second study, based on a national survey, found that about 23% said they had trouble concentrating because they were tired. Another 18% struggled to remember things, and 11% had difficulty driving or commuting. That's scary. People can't drive or commute because they're so tired. Boy, then you just need to be off the road. You need to pull over, get sleep, or call in sick that day or something. The worst is a tired driver. Ooh, yeah. That's not good. When you're on that Jersey Turnpike or 95 or, you know, pick a highway. 101 for those of you in California. And, somebody's swerving all over the place, not because they're intoxicated, it's because they're asleep. There's not much you can do about that, except for to try to get more sleep. You know, whatever the work is, it'll wait versus you killing someone or yourself on the road. I'm not surprised by that, that a third of Americans don't get 7 hours of sleep. Unfortunately, that's sadly the case for a lot of people. Also, too, a necessity because maybe they're working two jobs, they have kids, and getting the kids to school and everything else. Who's going to do it? You got to do it. Here we go with the earthquakes again. A magnitude 6.2 earthquake on Sunday, shaking the northern region of Chile. So it's once again, this is like the third one in the last. Well, they had one a couple of weeks ago that we were talking about. No injuries and only minor damage. I guess that's the good news. And it was at an area near the border with Peru, about 1,400 miles north of the capital, Santiago, of course. Happened at 9:30 in the morning. People could feel like a shake. So they ran out of their houses because of what's happened in the past in Chile and churches and ran into the street. But the good news is it was just a shift that they could feel, and that's it. Nothing like what happened when they had the 8.8 earthquake that shook central Chile. That was back last year in February, and it killed, remember, almost 600 people. That was awful. Of course, that's heavy on the minds of folks who just went through that. And when I've talked about this a ton. We even had somebody on last week talking about the whole earthquake thing, the whole predicting of it. If you could just predict an earthquake or have at least a little bit of time, how many more people could you save? Could they get out of buildings, evacuate, whatever? But so far, no dice on that one. I think pretty tough to predict it exactly. Because we do the cheap movie review on Thursday and we talk about the upcoming movies at the box office, I don't know how many of you went to the movies this weekend. I went to go and see The King's Speech, and it was really good. I thought it was pretty good. The focus was on the relationship between the speech therapist and King George VI, and I think they portrayed that rather well. And, of course, Colin Firth got the Oscar, deservedly so. But many might have had children and taken them to a thing called Rango. And Rango was number one at the box office, $38 million in an animated Western. Johnny Depp was the voice in this one, the main voice. Anyway, he was, I think, the lizard. He was the lizard in this one. So these 3D animated films seem to be doing really well. And I'd say $38 million is not a bad opening. This wasn't a Pixar creation. It was Paramount who came up with Rango. We talked about the Adjustment Bureau. They got $20.9 million. $20.9, and that was a new movie that was out with Matt Damon, and Emily Blunt was his co-star in this one. You know, Matt Damon is great with bit roles in movies, and also when he does the Bourne Identity flicks. He has really struck gold, I think, with that. I didn't see the movie, so I can't really say whether I thought it was good or not. I've seen the clips of it. It looks like it could be an interesting rental. I don't know if I would pony up the money to go see it on the big screen. I think I might wait for the rental, probably. That's probably what I would say. All right, let me give you a couple of other quick ones. One apology, that's all it takes, but the apology did not happen. When it comes to Hamid Karzai, it's kind of tricky doings there. So Afghan President Karzai told a NATO commander that after a NATO airstrike killed 9 Afghan boys, apologies wouldn't do when it came to civilian casualties. Karzai told General Petraeus, who we know is the commander on the ground, that any kind of civilian casualties during military operations are the main reasons for the tensions with the U.S.-Afghan relationship, and he demanded there be no more. So Petraeus makes the public apology, but Karzai, as I just said, says it's absolutely not enough. It doesn't go a long way with him. And, you know, that would be wiping out the whole drone thing that they've had success in knocking out some of the top Taliban guys, and they're never going to be able to guarantee that there's no collateral damage. So what do? No drones? What would you say? Down the drones, don't do them anymore, and that way you don't risk the civilian casualties? I'm going to say they're not going to do that. They're not going to ground them completely. All right, coming up on the flip side, some odds and ends, including tornadoes in Los Angeles. Ooh, what's that about?
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Pretty good, doesn't it? I bet you're all just dying to go away on a holiday somewhere. So when you're doing the scratch-offs, try to win a cruise or whatever. So it might have been a bad time for a holiday if you were in Los Angeles recently. When you think of L.A., I don't know, do you think of tornadoes? I'm going to say you don't think of tornadoes in L.A. I thought I misread it. I was like, are they kidding me with this L.A. and tornadoes thing here? But apparently some wicked weather. I think of mudslides. I think of torrential rains, even though it doesn't rain in Southern California. But when it does, look out. And sadly, the Santa Ana winds and the fires and the earthquake possibilities. But I'm not really thinking of tornadoes so much. So check it out. Apparently that was what was on the menu, unfortunately, for a few that might have got caught up in it in the last day. And this is what Jim Pettigene had to say about the tornadoes.
Please just stay out of the area so our emergency personnel and public safety officials can get in there and do the work that they have to do. And if we have to ask the public for one thing, That's what we'd ask them to do, is just stay out of the affected areas. We've got one confirmed fatality where a tree fell on our house, and a young mother was protecting her daughter. And unfortunately, the mother passed away, but the daughter is doing fine from what we heard. We had some issues with gas leaks, with houses off of foundations, some meters that were broken. Please just stay out of the area so our emergency personnel and public safety officials can get in there and do the work that they have to do. And if we have to ask the public for one thing, that's what we'd ask them to do, is just stay out of the affected areas.
All right, stay out of the affected areas. You heard that right there. By the way, while there was the sightings in Los Angeles, what you heard there, there was tornado hits in Louisiana. And that's not necessarily uncommon in Louisiana, in that Tornado Alley area, Texas, in Louisiana. They could get hurricanes. They could get, you can tell my mind is on natural disasters. They could get tornadoes there. But it was, I guess, so bad at one point, the 21-year-old mother that was dead from the tree that had fallen on top of her home, but she saved her kid. How awesome is that, that the child survived the tornado ripping through this Louisiana community. It was a small town, 8,500 people or so, and it's about 70 miles west of Baton Rouge. So she was able to protect her kid when the tree fell on the house. So that's something. Of course, it's a very sad story because the mother is dead, but 11 people in the one in Louisiana were injured, and the winds were up to like 135 miles an hour. Wow. So that was part of that whole rain that was in the Carolinas and into the Northeast. The Northeast got some pretty heavy rain, too. I know some of you are listening to me there, and you know what I'm talking about. Really, really heavy rain. The blinding kind where you just cannot see out your window. And you have to pull over and hope that it dies down and no one smashes you from the backside when they don't see the car on the highway. Speaking of being in your car, I've said this now a few times here on America Tonight, and I know a bunch of you are thinking the same thing. Oh, wow, here we go again with gasoline. It's sneaking up to $4 and more depending on where you live. Here's what one driver had to say.
I need a break from gas prices. It's tough. It's tough for families these days.
It would be nice if there were a reduction in maybe some gasoline taxes.
Even just going to the movies these days is a full tank of gas for us. So things like that will end up being cut out of the budget.
I think they've got to let the market work. And the strategic oil reserve is there for emergencies. This is not an emergency.
All right, not an emergency yet at this point, but is it headed in that direction? Oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange for a barrel of crude was up to like 106. When you start to hear those kind of numbers, you know it's gonna just go up at the pump. And we keep saying the same thing, but if you did a check of where it's the highest, if I said how many of you are paying $4, how many of you are paying $3 and change, it depends on the part of the country that you lived in, probably refinery. I think that's part of the deal with Chicago, where the refinery is, how it's coming in. Because Illinois, they really, really, really get jammed up with high prices. They have some of the highest in the country. But yet, you're in a place like New Jersey, the richest state per capita in the United States, and theirs is the lowest because the gasoline tax is a lot lower. All right, we have some people that are telling me what they're paying. In a pickle, I got you, $4.10. Whew, you add that up, though. If you're commuting any distance, the average American going 45 minutes to work and back, yeah, that's a lot. When you see it shoot up 30, 35 cents in 2 weeks, that's when you can feel the pinch of it. Right? It's when it's just a gradual thing, you don't notice it as much, but when it's a quick swing like that, yeah, you feel it. Got one here from Jake, and he's saying, in Austin, we are paying $3.45 for regular, $3.45. Ooh, yeah, $3.45, That's high. Starts to get up there. Then we have Matt Johnson. If it gets too high, Matt, you just get on your bike and ride home, right? Save a few pennies that way.
I could, except for it's snowing here again. So it probably wouldn't be very conducive for me to be doing that.
Is it snowing?
Yeah. We're getting a couple inches tonight, and the next couple days I feel too. I think that's what the weather report said. But we're paying 360 up here right now. So I guess it's not as brutal as some other places, but that's still pretty bad. And I drove by a gas station, and on their little billboard that they have, usually they have some, like a sports thing, like something about the Vikings or the Twins or something. And today their sign said, "We hate our gas prices too." So it made me want to go like buy gas there, because at least they're showing some empathy.
Yeah, no kidding. Good for them. Yes, because they know people are complaining. It's like I said, everybody has a threshold. And when you fill up drive a Toyota, drive an SUV, that's when that whole gas mileage thing, you know, when you go to buy a car and they're always pushing that on you. Oh, it gets however many city miles and it gets this and it gets that. Because, of course, the whole idea is if gas prices are high, they're trying to tell you how much you're going to save. But, I mean, give me a break. So then the question becomes, does the president tap into some of those petroleum reserves? And this guy wants to get reelected in 2012. So the idea is the economy, because that's what people care about. You got to feed your family. You got to be able to make ends meet. And they're considering releasing oil from the reserves to help the spike in oil prices because of what's going on in the Middle East. It's definitely an option that's on the table because they don't want to see the economy backslide as a result of what's going on with the oil prices. So there's been some discussions about that. In fact, one of the administration flunkies talked about that on the Sunday show, saying that William Daley, who's Obama's chief of staff, said, you know, we're considering it. It's something that only is done and has been done in very rare occasions, but it has to be looked at. We can't ignore it. And just so you know, just for grins, I'll give you this, and it's easy to find out, but the Strategic Petroleum Reserve has 727 million barrels of oil, and it's designed as a storage facility so that you can tap into those domestic reserves in case we had a national emergency. In 2005, remember, President Bush authorized the Department of Energy to approve loans of 13 million barrels of oil to refineries in Louisiana because their supply, what happened then, was cut off after Hurricane Katrina. And there has been a push to try to think about doing that. But I think the more that we see the uncertainty in the Middle East, the more possibility that, the bigger the possibility anyway, that that they could tap into those reserves. You know, will they ultimately do it? If it's being discussed and it's being put out there, you can bet that there is a real possibility it just might happen to alleviate some of the pain at the pump. Because when it comes down to it, what makes us all tick? You know, even if you're not a money person, if you have kids, whatever your economic situation, you're trying to survive and hopefully thrive, well, the taxes, the higher gas prices, all of that can strangle you, to say the least. All right, coming up, we're going to mix it all up here and scatter shoot a bit at the tail end of America Tonight.
Mm-hmm. Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Johnny, angry Johnny, this is Jezebel.
Coming up the rest of this week on America Tonight, on Thursday I'll be in Los Angeles and we'll be broadcasting from L.A. We'll be broadcasting there on Thursday and on Sunday. You can bet we'll be talking about what happens in D.C., maybe with the budget a little bit. They're going to be kicking that around. Also, the big thing is the meeting that they're going to have, Homeland Security Committee. They're going to meet about Muslim Americans, the radicalization, and what's happening. So the conversation, what comes out of that conversation, I guarantee will make big news, whatever it is, whoever talks. I think they're going to have some imams. They're going to talk about how to help law enforcement type people like the FBI and local police departments to find people before it's too late, to help the younger people not be influenced by some of what they're seeing. Although when you say it, it's almost ridiculous. How are you going to stop somebody that wants to do that? Somebody who sees Islam as glamorous, to be a jihadist. It's like, that's an unstoppable thing. It's like the kamikaze pilots that slammed into our warships. You think of Pearl Harbor. Well, there's no reasoning there. It's not like, oh, well, you know, the bombs missed, or they're dropping some bombs because they're preserving their life. So certainly they're not going to ram the plane into the ship. Of course they were, because it was for all the glory. And this is a different kind of glory, the whole martyrdom thing and following Islam to a T. So I want to see what slant comes out of this. I think some fireworks will certainly erupt. Speaking of fireworks, another thing that we'll be following, and so will everybody else, guarantee. We've been talking about this a lot. We've had people on about this. Wisconsin, how's this going to end? The Democratic senators who left, they have to come back on Monday or face serious fines, and I don't think they're going to do that. I think they'll be back on Monday. And ultimately what will happen is, even though they come back, the bill will pass because of the numbers that they have there. But what does it do to the people who seek re-election? You know, which way does this go for the unions? It was interesting to see, you have to admit, the amount of people that descended on Madison. Wow, just crazy. It's, you know, you start to mess with someone's cash. You don't mess with someone's paycheck. You get between someone and their paycheck, and then you see what happens. And that's, if we wanted to really break it down with the collective bargaining agreements and the unions, and you could hate the unions and it screws up the taxpayers and all that. But the bottom line is, it was jacking with those particular people's checks. So that's why you saw so many people that were out and were fighting and were screaming about their rights, about pensions and what they were going to have to pay, and that, you know, the whole thing basically. So as we scatter shoot here and continue to kick the can down the road as to what we know we're going to be talking about and what is the water cooler buzz, how do you feel about the Middle East at this point and what's happening? What's happening with these governments? You see that in Libya, Gaddafi is still hanging on, and the rebels in a couple of areas made some big headway, and the rumor is, and I think it's pretty true, that they're going to get some weapons from the Saudis. The U.S. supposedly asked the Saudis to help out the Libyan rebels. Hey, you want Gaddafi gone, and King Abdullah does. So you know there's conversations behind the scenes about it. So if King Abdullah places a call to Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama, then he is absolutely going to do whatever he can to help in getting better weapons in the hands of the people who would defeat Gaddafi. So how many weapons, how powerful do the rebels become? Can they really knock this guy out and his two sons, essentially, with all the people that are fleeing Libya? It's just one big fat question mark. There is not a definite answer, although if I were a betting person, I would have to think that with so many people having an interest in getting him out now, it's going to happen. Even the UK supposedly is sending a bunch of what they're calling spies. Oh, that leaked out. They're sending a bunch of spies. It was in the Daily Mail to actually go and the M16 guys to go and help the Libyan rebels too. So if they're sending teams of people, and then you've got the Saudis with more arms, they're trying to help them. They're trying to help them do what they can to push them out. And that means, that says to me that with so much behind the scenes interest, that it's only a matter of time before it happens, because I don't see how he can't ward off other governments, I don't think, that aren't directly in his face playing against him, but behind the scenes they're arming people and sending people. I'm going to say he loses that battle eventually. But it's a question of how long does it take to get him out of there. All right, I got to mention something that I think is positive, because it just seems like we're just pounding the negative news, right? I don't want to make you all down and out, pound you with all this negative stuff. I have been lucky. I've been to Hawaii a couple of times, and one of the cool things to go and see, and if you time it right, but there's no way to know for sure, if you're going to ever have a chance to see a volcano spew and even do it from a safe distance, Kilauea is the bomb. That's the place to go. So they've got a new vent that opened at probably one of the more active volcanoes in the world, and lava just shot up 65 feet high. They've got an observatory where they spotted this crater collapse, and it happened on Saturday around 5 o'clock. And as soon as that happened, boom, they saw the lava shoot straight up. And there were people hiking into the remote area to look at what they call fissure and take readings. The good thing is there are homes that are kind of out there. None of them have been threatened by this. But what's cool about Kilauea is it's been in constant eruption since 1983. It was dormant, really, before that. And then it just became a volcano that would erupt maybe even a couple of times a year, depended on when it was. But that gives you a better chance if you happen to go and visit the Big Island to see a volcano erupt. How many times in your lifetime can you say you actually witnessed that? And the answer is probably not very many, unless you live in an area where you've got an active volcano. Of course, don't tell that to the people who have been messed up by a couple of volcanoes that screwed up their travel plans, or somebody that got a little bit too close, because believe it or not, that has happened. You know what? It is that time of year where we're talking about Carnival, and Carnival in New Orleans certainly is heating up because they've got nice weather, too, to boot. And that's what it was like on Sunday. On Sunday, you've got, it's kind of like what they call the warm-up for Mardi Gras. They do a Carnival in Brazil, in Rio de Janeiro. I've always wanted to go to that, but this is pretty big there, too. You have, you know, floats and the typical thing, getting ready for Ash Wednesday, and it's the pre-Lent stuff that they do. But they did have a few rainstorms that spoiled the party in spots of Louisiana. However, I guess in the French Quarter, it was pretty good. It was, you know, there was a little bit of rain, but it wasn't awful. Enough that they could take the floats down St. Charles Street. Ooh, Mardi Gras. I'll tell you what, you have to have more than your galoshes on when you go to Mardi Gras. I'm telling you. It is a party, though, you want to go to at least once in your life.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?